Now, going back sort of to water and the oceans, 8,000 years ago, a huge lake which covered most of Canada kind of emptied itself into the sea, which probably caused the Gulf Stream to stop. Now, the Gulf Stream is a flow of warm water coming up from the Gulf of Mexico to northern Europe. It brings us the equivalent of about 1 million nuclear power stations of heat all the way through the winter, in fact, and through the summer as well. All this flowing water flowing north has got to go somewhere, otherwise it would just pile up and Greenland would slowly flood and the North Pole would flood. So there needs to be a current going south. And this is because as ice forms up in the North Pole, it concentrates the salt because only the fresh water freezes. And so the more salty water sinks and then goes back down the centre of the Atlantic. If this return current gets stopped, it's going to stop the Gulf Stream. Now, Helga Kleven from the University of Bergen has detected a huge amount of land sediment on the bottom of the Labrador Sea off Canada at a time which coincides with a sudden 8 degrees C cooling in Greenland. What they think's happened was that there was a huge lake covering the whole of Canada, and it was being blocked off by some glacier. As the glacier melted, all of a sudden it was all released. This diluted the ocean. It couldn't sink anymore, and so the Gulf Stream got stopped.
That must have been a massive lake, Dave,
It was absolutely enormous, yeah. And it was formed by the Ice Age, kind of the rivers which would normally flow out through the Hudson Bay were blocked by all of these ice caps, and so this huge lake built up from behind.
So this must give us some quite important clues as to what might happen in future if we switch off the Gulf Stream again today, because people are worried about if the North Pole melts, all that fresh water going in would do a similar thing to what you're saying happened, or you've got proof for it happening 8,000 years ago.
Yeah, now we know it actually happened in the past. What we've got to work out is how much water it would need to do the same thing again, and whether we've got to worry about, as the Greenland ice cap melts, it could do the same thing, plunging us into another kind of semi-ice age.